This is track 3.
Agent, this is Collins. Do you read me? That was one hell of a swore way back there. Glad you made it out okay.
Guess he underestimated your skills with a pistol, James. You good?
A little bruised, but still in fighting form. W, do you have any new intel for us?
Actually, I do, James. Using vocal analytic software, I've been able to discover the identity of this mystery man.
Lay it on us, W.
In criminal circles, he goes by the name Goldfinger.
Goldfinger? That's just awful.
I know. Sounds like the name of a villain in a bad spy flick. Anyway, here's where things get interesting. Turns out when Mr. Goldfinger isn't kidnapping beautiful electronic engineers, he goes by the name Jason Morrow.
Jason Morrow? Isn't that the name of the CEO of that automotive tech firm?
Deductive as usual, James. Yes, it does look like as though Mr. Morrow runs in less than savory circles when he's not heading up multi-billion dollar corporations.
What would a man like Goldfinger want with Miss Chassie?
That's the multi-billion dollar question, isn't it?
Indeed. So what's our next move?
I'm tracking a lead, heading in the direction of a derelict airfield in Palmdale.
Well, okay then, Agent. I'll head toward the abandoned airfield, which I'm sure will be filled with villainous peril and gunfights. And you head toward the source of that signal. We'll be in touch shortly. Collins out.
Thank you. wish we were Bernie O'Dea's line. Suede and hawk feather entwine me to the time. Arizona in July.
This is the end of track 3.